Well, it is a great privilege to be with you this morning. We've been looking forward to joining with you for some time. We feel a real sense of being connected with you guys for all your support, your encouragement and your prayers. We really appreciate that. And we're looking forward to share with you a little bit later on about the work we've been up to in Fujairah. But now we're going to look at the word together. But let's come to the Lord in prayer. Lord, we come before you in the name of your most precious Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. And we ask that if we open your words, you would speak to us this morning. That you would challenge us, that you would encourage us, that you would be at work in our lives. And we pray that each heart would be pointed to the Lord Jesus Christ. So Lord, would you speak to us this morning as we gather around your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, if you go out in the street and you ask people about who Jesus is or what ideas they have about Jesus, no doubt you would get a whole bunch of different answers. Or if you ask your friends in school who Jesus is, or your colleagues at work, who is Jesus? You would get so many different answers. Perhaps you would get the answer of Jesus being a revolutionary, a bit of a revolutionary figure, someone who wants to shake things up, to turn the world upside down, a man of the people. Others might say that Jesus is a bit like a guru, someone who's wise, who gives inspirational thoughts, who helps you lead a better life, perhaps a bit like a Yoda from Star Wars character. Or perhaps there's happy Jesus, just peace and love, man. Let's just relax, no judgment, nothing like that. Let's just love each other and everything will be okay. Or there's open-minded Jesus as well. Everything's okay, everything's acceptable, except those who are not as open-minded as us. Or there's no fun Jesus. Jesus who wants to come along and spoil all our fun by giving us lots of rules. Like that man, when the football goes in his garden, he pierces a hole in it. All sorts of different ideas about who Jesus is. Of course, all of these ideas are exaggerated, but perhaps that's the sort of things that people think, or perhaps that's what you once thought before you knew the Lord Jesus Christ. So today we're looking at Hebrews chapter 3 and the first 6 verses. Let's read it again because it's only short. Therefore, holy brothers, as you share in a heavenly calling, consider Jesus, the apostle and high priest of our confession, who was faithful to him and appointed him, just as Moses also was faithful in all God's house. For Jesus has been counted worthy of more glory than Moses, as much more glory as the builder of the house has more honour than the house itself. For every house is built by someone, but the builder of all things is God. Now Moses was faithful in all God's house as a servant, to testify about the things that were spoken of later. But Christ is faithful over God's house as a son. And we are his house, if indeed we hold fast our confidence and our boasting and our hope. So we're going to learn a little bit about who Jesus is and what he's like. But first of all, a little bit of introduction. It begins by saying, therefore. So the author wants us to keep in mind everything that's come before. So I'm sure you've learned that Jesus is supreme over the angels, over human beings, and he's the author of our salvation, and he's the one who suffered for his people. So he's saying, keep this in mind as we move on forward. He goes on to call his audience holy brothers or holy brethren. Now, they were by no means perfect. They were sinners, sinners like us, but they'd been sanctified by God. They were in Christ. They trusted in Christ for the forgiveness of their sin, and they were able to be called holy brothers. If you think back to chapter 2, it says, For he sanctifies, and those who are sanctified all have one source. That is why he's not ashamed to call them brothers. For those who are believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, we are adopted into the family of God, and that means Christ can call us his brothers and sisters. And that's an amazing thought, isn't it? We don't often think of Jesus as our brother, but he is. And in chapter 2:10, we see what their calling is. And their calling was that they would bring many sons to glory. So if you're part of the household of God, if you're a Christian, then you're called to be on a mission with God. And we get to be part of that in school, in our workplace, on the building site, in the university, at the pub quiz or the Costa or the toddlers group, we can be part of God's mission. It can be a bit scary, can't it, sharing our faith with others? But it's an exciting work that each of us has been called to. There's some great resources out there to help us to do that. We use something called the Word One-to-One, which is great. It's just the gospel. You can open up and you can follow along with somebody. Some helpful notes at the side to help us to share the gospel with them. And this is a great way to be able to share the good news with others. But regardless, we're called to be part of God's mission. Each of us sharing the good news with others. So let's learn together who Jesus is. So firstly, we see that Jesus is our ambassador. It says here, consider Jesus the apostle. Fix your eyes on Jesus the apostle. Now, it's a strange thing to hear Jesus being referred to as an apostle. But here it's teaching us that Jesus, he's our ultimate ambassador. He's our representative. He's the one who was sent by the Father. He'd been sent by the Father with a message, with a purpose. And we learn what that is in chapter 1, in the first couple of verses. Long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets. But in these last days, he's spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed the heir of all things, through whom also he created the world. So Jesus came into the world to live the life that we could not live, to die the death that we deserve, and to purchase the gift that we could never afford. And that's something that's truly amazing. And one awesome thing about Jesus being our ambassador is that we get to be ambassadors of him as well. We get to represent him wherever we go, at school, at work, in the home. That's a blessing, but it's also a great responsibility as well. We have to represent Christ. I wonder how have we been representing Christ this week. Secondly, we see that Jesus is our mediator. It says, consider Jesus the apostle and the high priest of our confession. So Jesus is our high priest. What does that mean? What does it mean that Jesus is our high priest? Well, here's a picture of a high priest in the Old Testament. The priests, they would mediate on behalf of the people. They would bring sacrifices to God and they would speak for God to the people. The most crucial thing for us to understand is that because Jesus is our high priest, it means we can draw near to God with confidence. Later on in Hebrews, it reminds us, let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. We no longer have to operate through earthly mediators, whether that be priests or pastors or popes or whatever. Jesus has broken the barrier. And the sacrifice has been made once and for all. It's made it possible for us to have a relationship with God, no matter who we are, what we've done, where we're from. Because Jesus is our high priest, we can come to God. In 1 Timothy chapter 2, Paul reminds us, for there is one God and there is one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all. Jesus made it possible for us to be blameless in the sight of God. I wonder, is your faith in Jesus the mediator this morning? Is your faith in him, the one who died taking the wrath of God for his people? Or are you willing to stand before God on that final day in your own strength, on that day standing guilty and condemned? I wonder, if you don't know and love the Lord Jesus this morning, I would encourage you to throw yourself at his mercy. He can wash you clean. He can forgive you of your sin. He will give you his Spirit and he will adopt you into his family. And this is no matter if you're 5 or 95 years old. So we've learned that Jesus is our advocate and he's our ambassador. And now we're going to sing about how he's our King, with Jesus as our King. Moses, he was faithful to God. Now he wasn't perfect, but he was used powerfully by God. And as we read about Moses in the Old Testament, we can see that he's a signpost pointing forward to the Lord Jesus. Now, the Jewish people of the day would have been amazed to read this comparison. It would have blown their socks off because to them, Abraham and Moses, they were as close to perfect as you could possibly get. Yet this author here is saying that Jesus is counted more worthy of honour and glory. Why? Well, Moses, he led the people out of Egypt, but Jesus, he leads the people out of sin. Moses, he received the law, the Ten Commandments. Yet Jesus was the Word who became flesh, who came among his people. Moses was a servant, yet Jesus was a son. And then we have an example given of a building. Boys and girls, can anyone tell me what is the tallest building in the world? Does anyone know? Do you know? It's a skyscraper, it is, yeah. Does anyone know the name of the tallest building? Empire State Building, no. The Burj Khalifa, yeah. So here's, we need to go back through it quickly. Here we go. Here's the Burj Khalifa here. It's the tallest building in the world. And when my parents came to visit us in Dubai, we went up to the top, 50 floors from the top, and we got to see this amazing view here. And the building, it breaks 7 world records. 7 world records, and it can be seen from 95 kilometers away. And if you're at the top, you can see as far as Iran. So it's absolutely amazing. And when you go to a building like this, you can't help but think about the designers and the architects who actually made it, and the people who built the building as well. When you see it, you're absolutely amazed by what they've been able to achieve. Well, the writer of Hebrews says, "For Jesus has been counted worthy of more glory than Moses, as much more glory as the builder of a house has more honor than the house itself." So Moses, he didn't build the house. He was part of the house. The builder is the one who gets the glory. So let's look at 3 more reasons why Jesus is awesome, why Jesus, who Jesus truly is. And the next one is Jesus, he is faithful. Moses was faithful. We can look at his example. We can see that it was a very good example. But Jesus is the complete and ultimate example of faithfulness. He was faithful to the Father perfectly. He perfectly carried out the Father's will. But he was also faithful to his people as well, dying in their place and for their sin as a substitute. He's faithful to his people, and he won't let them stumble or fall. If you're struggling at the moment, if you're wrestling with doubt, if you're having a hard time, be reminded of the faithfulness of Christ. He will always be faithful. But we're also called to be faithful as well. To be faithful to Christ at school, at work, wherever we happen to go. Yes, we'll sin. Yes, we'll make mistakes. But we must persevere because of what Jesus has done for us. Now, we all know that at times our family might let us down. Our friends might let us down. Our teacher or our boss will let us down. But Jesus, he will never let us down. He is faithful to his people. Faithful even to the point of death. Death on a cross. Jesus is also creator. Moses was part of the house, but Jesus was the builder. As we look at the world and all the beautiful sights, the mountains and rivers, we're reminded that Jesus is creator. Jesus is the one who flung the stars into the sky. But he's also building something. He's building his church. And all around the world, people are being added to the church. People are coming to know the Lord right here in the UK. In Fujairah, all around the Muslim world, people are coming to know the Lord Jesus Christ. Lives are being transformed by the gospel, as the gospel has been simply explained to others. Now, it might sometimes feel like things are discouraging, things are slow, but we can be assured that God is at work, drawing men and women and boys and girls to himself. All we can do is be faithful, to point people to Christ. You can't change anyone's hearts. We can't change anyone's hearts. All we can do is point them to the one who can, to point them to Jesus, and he's the one who gives new hearts and transforms lives. He can do the rest. And that's a real encouragement. It's not down to us to change people's minds. We can't do it, but we know someone who can. And lastly, Jesus, he's the Son. Moses was a servant of God, yet Jesus, he was the Son. Jesus is the Son of God. He's faithful because he's the Son. And we're reminded of those verses back in Isaiah 9 that we learn and read about so often at Christmas. "For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Jesus, he's the Son. And when we come to the Son, we're adopted into the family of God. We're adopted into the Son's family. The Lord has adopted us. If we're born again, if we're Christians, we've been adopted into his family. Our only confidence that we have is in him and what he's done for us. Nothing to do with what we've done. Our confidence is in him. So people would have got all sorts of views about Jesus. Jesus the hippie, Jesus the revolutionary, Jesus the open-minded one. Well, we realize all these views fall short. And today we've seen how Jesus is the ambassador. He's the mediator. He's the faithful one, the creator, and the son. And as we see these things, we need to ask ourselves, so what? So what? Do we accept Jesus as our ambassador? Do we accept him as our mediator? Do we submit to him and do we bow the knee? Or are we willing to just live our lives however we like? Well, Jesus has poured out his life for us. Are we faithful to the one who was faithful to us when he died on the cross? Do we only want his blessings without being faithful? Well, let us live lives of gratitude. Do we adore the Creator? Do we bring glory to the Son? Well, let us be people who wholeheartedly embrace Jesus for who he really is and point others to him. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Lord, we thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ, who you sent for us. Lord, would you help us to always remember who Jesus is? Help us to be faithful to him, to adore him and bring him glory, no matter where we are, whether it be at school or work or wherever. Help us to persevere. Lord, we know the gospel so well, but help us not to be too familiar with it that it loses its amazement to us. Lord, we pray that we would cherish the good news. Lord, if anyone here who doesn't know you, that who they would see Jesus for who he truly is this morning, that they would be convicted of their sin, and they would too would be brought into the family of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.